Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, January 12, 2010. I'm Sonia Perdue. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is a promotional tool for the members of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. Currently, our organization has close to 600 members, and we're growing stronger every day. Blog Talk Radio is simply another marketing tool that enables CBBN members to share their products and their services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. Our website and this show are both dedicated to the first black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. It is our way of giving respect to Mr. Washington's memory and keeping his name and contributions on the minds and in the hearts of our fellow Chicagoans. There are currently two exhibits in Chicago featuring Mayor Harold Washington. You'll find an exhibit room on the 8th floor of the Harold Washington Library downtown on Van Buren Estate and at the DeSalvo Museum in Washington Park. Be sure to take time to visit both of those exhibits. We open up the show with a beautiful piece entitled Tenderly by composer and pianist Mr. Boysy Queen. Because of his vast experience in the music industry, Chicago's Black Business Network member, Mr. Boysy Queen, is making his premier appearance as a radio host on a new series entitled Intergenerational Music for the World. We all have our music choices and our personal reasons for those choices. Join CBBM members for their music from the music and entertainment industry as they discuss their brand and style of music from different generations. We're going to discuss the whole array of music over a series of different shows. Call in. Everyone is welcome. And tell the world about your experience in the entertainment industry and about your musical style and why that's your choice. Boysy Queen is not new to the entertainment industry. With over 40 years under his belt as a writer, composer, and pianist, if you visit Mr. Queen's page on CBBN, he indicates that despite the local challenges that I find inherent in the city of Chicago, I never feel quite at home anyplace else like I do when I return to Chicago. Let's welcome Chicago's own Boysy Queen. Boysy, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing great, Boysy. I'm really looking forward to this show. I think it's going to be a great, great show. We already have one guest that showed up on the line, and we're expecting some other great musical guests, people from the music and entertainment industry. And although we are anticipating other artists joining us this evening, let's start with Boysy Queen. We want our listening audience to know that genius behind such compositions as Tenderly and Grace Fields in the Rain, which you will hear a little bit later in the show. But first, before we go back in time and share some of your musical history, Boysy, let's tell our listeners about your website, because we're sure that after listening to Tenderly that they will want to hear some of your other compositions. Also, we want them to know about Boysy. Boysy Queen is the CEO of Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. So tell us a little about Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment, Boysy.
Okay. Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment was started back in 1975 as a tape-to-tape duplication service by myself and one other person. Thus, I'm really a co-founder of that, okay, as well as CEO. Okay, I was started by a gentleman by the name of that worked with me. His name is John Buttridge, he's now in somewhere in New York pursuing other musical pursuits of his own. However, we started that company to duplicate tapes of various types of musicians from rock, soul, whatever. Jazz, classical. That's when the market was featuring tapes. Okay. After it went pretty good for about 5 years. Okay. Then all of a sudden it came out with CD. Okay. Roughly around about the first half of the 1980s, CD started becoming popular. Okay. We lacked the funding, the financial resource to be able to expand, to keep up with the marketplace, okay, because now our customers have shifted from tapes to saying, well, okay, can you duplicate CDs? Well, it takes a lot of expensive equipment to be able to be in business and duplicating CDs because everything has to be digital, and that's where we fell short. We kept up the tapes as best as we could. Then we expanded a little bit. It says, well, look, we want to try to save the business. So what we did was we turned our attention to referring musicians out to various sources of entertainment, including myself, because basically I had started performing full-time publicly as well back in 1975 and on through the 80s and so forth. After which, long around about the late 80s and early 90s, okay, we were no longer in the tape duplication industry anymore. We were totally, Talent 8 Promotions Entertainment now was in the process of referring musicians out with some booking, okay. What we would do is we would refer musicians out to markets that we felt basically in a sense that would will be conducive to their talent, okay. That included myself, okay. Along around about the mid-1990s, around 1994, 1995, okay, then we started getting into actual booking, okay. And then that's where we're at right now, okay. We, Talent 8 Promotions Entertainment, is a booking and promotional resource for musicians of high quality,
okay,
and high standards. Okay, that's where,
okay,
we are right now.
Okay, great. Okay. So if an entertainer, high quality and high standards, describe the type of performance you're looking for.
The type of performance we're looking for basically is the type of performance that is needed for wedding receptions, corporate meetings, civic events, fundraisers, dinners, retirement parties, black tie events specifically. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about, I would say, upscale events. Okay. We're talking about predominantly events that would require, let's say, maybe a black tie type of appearance or formal appearance, that sort of thing. That's what we're talking about.
That's
okay.
What you're specializing in right
that's
now.
What I
Great.
That's exactly. That's what I specialize in. Okay. Our clientele base predominantly with me as a pianist, okay, has mostly been, let's say, I'd say majority of it has been the age group is, let's say, in the 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s age group because of the type of music that I play. I play 1930s all the way up through 1980s type of music, okay, given a special arrangement to each piece that I play. I also do some semi-classical stuff. I do some Broadway tunes, okay, show tunes, that sort of thing, okay. I'm not afraid to say I'm a traditionalist.
Okay, okay. That's
I'm
great.
I am
great.
A staunch traditionalist. Like one person described my music, they said, "Well, you know, you might be a Timex watch in the digital age, but you can take a licking and keep right on ticking."
That's okay.
That's how they describe my place in the, you know, because a lot of the stuff that I get into, okay, is some of the timeless treasures that a lot of the great deal of our young people they're not familiar with music that my parents used to play all the time. Okay, we're talking about some of the early R&Bs, blues, some of the early pop ballads sung by Nat King Cole, Duke Ellington, okay, Nancy Wilson, jazz standards, that sort of thing, okay.
Boise, were your parents musicians?
No, my grandfather played a guitar.
Okay.
Okay, but my My father and my mother, they were not musicians, but you thought they were in terms of the way they supported me in me trying to be one when I was growing up. They spent a lot of time networking with people that if they couldn't take me to certain events, they would network people that they felt they could trust that would be able to take me. And I went everywhere. Broadway musicals, plays. Here's a 7 and 8 year old black kid out of what was described as the ghetto, okay, going to a Broadway play in the 50s, and I'm the only black kid that's blackface that's there.
In other words, let me put it in the terms how I visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
They saw in you something that required that special extra nurturing, and they reached out there.
Absolutely.
And they provided you with
absolutely.
It. That's the picture that I see.
Right, absolutely. And that's the reason why I have an inscription on my website, that entire website that I have, www.boisequeen.unumwebcenter.com, is fully dedicated to them.
I saw that, yes.
Okay,
I
it's fully
that.
Dedicated to them. I couldn't have had a better set of parents, basically, if I was born 10 times over.
That's an exceptional honor to your parents.
Okay.
And so is your talent. Yes.
Exactly, because I feel this is what many black kids are missing out of their lives, is parents like what I had. You see a lot of black kids out there running around with a lot of malice in their hearts, limited exposure to various types of musics, the humanities, and so forth. It's because primarily is that they do not, you know, you've got to live outside. You've got to conduct yourself outside the box instead of staying in the box.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think most of the times, Boise. And it's not the children, because if you give them away, you open the door, like
exactly.
James Brown said, they go into that door. They'll
You're
go in that door,
right.
Knock it down, jump
right.
over it. But I think it's us. We put the box around them and put the limits on them.
Exactly.
And almost close lids on them. You know?
I was playing the jazz at noon down at DePaul University back in 2000, just before they closed that review. They used to have jazz at noon every day. I think they worked it to 2 days or 3 days out of a week, where musicians would come in and play, have a stage there, either, you know, a full accommodate just a solo pianist or either a trio or a band, and you come down there and you play just to be heard. You got a little something out of it, but it wasn't that much money. Okay, the main thing is that it provided a forum by which you could be able to expose your music. I was playing down there one day, and there was about 12 kids came in there, okay, based on the, you know, way they appearance, dress, and so forth. You know, it just was, you know, they came in, they just wanted to sit down and, you know, and just, because it was cold outside. This is the middle of February, okay. And when I got through, I could see that they didn't even want to leave. And one of them asked me, he said, "What kind of music is that?" I was playing something similar to Tenderly, which is a jazz standard tune, which opened the show. He said, What was that?" And I said, "That's an old standard tune." He said, "What kind of music is that?" I said, you know, he went, you know, and I explained it to him. They were the last people to leave. In fact, the security guard had to usher them out when the thing was over. They didn't want to leave. They never heard anything like that before.
I can understand their feelings. It moved their heartstrings, as
right,
they would
and
say.
It moved.
It touched them.
Right. Mm-hmm. It moved and touched me as well, because the fact of the matter is, I was floored that here was a group of kids that probably have never even heard this type of music before, and to sit in the audience and be the last to leave and be forced out by the usher to egg me on to play some more. The majority of the stuff that they were hearing a lot of street music. But this is the first time they heard this type of music.
They had a hunger, and they were being fed, and they needed
exactly.
some more food. But now they know. Now their little minds will open up just by the exposure. It doesn't take that much. Now they know.
It doesn't.
They knew at that point something that they wanted, some
right.
food that they wanted for their spirit and their soul. Boise, tell us, if we go to Talladega Promotions Entertainment, give us the website and tell our listening audience what they will find there.
Okay. The website is www.boise, spelled just like the capital state of Idaho, B-O-I-S-E, Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, .unum. U is in the letter U, N is in now, I is in Ida, M is in more. Web Center, WebCenter.com. Okay? That's the website. It's a long one. Okay? If you keep it in your browser, you won't ever have to be worried about having to try to type that thing in. Okay? Just make a note, keep it in your browser at all time. Okay?
What will we find there?
What you're going to find, Sonia, is this. The homepage opens up with an orchestration and an orchestral adaptation to Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere. I'm with a full orchestra and piano. This is my own arrangement of Somewhere. Okay, the page auto engages the music as you open it up, and what you're going to see in there, you're going to see me, picture, and everything. You're going to see, some promotional stuff that's going to be on there as well. I'm always holding promotions, hence the title of my website, my company called Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. We are always doing some kind of promotion. Always, okay, and that's why we want to live up to our name, Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. We're either doing price promotions or we're promoting some artist that's on there, okay, or both.
Okay.
Okay. Hence the name Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. Okay.
Oh.
You're going to see highlights in there of other things on the right side of the website, highlights of various types of things that's on that website of interest. It's not all about Boise Queen, okay? And this is the reason why, part of the reason why we have to date, during 2009, we had a total of 11,000 visitors to that website.
That's wonderful.
I'm getting at least 1,000 hits a month off that site average.
That's great.
Okay.
Tell me this, Boise. We do have one of our guests on the line, Ms. Hakima
mm-hmm.
Muhammad. I want to get that right, Ms. Muhammad, CEO of Emblazement Entertainment. Now, Emblazement Entertainment is Emblazon Entertainment. Now, she's on the line waiting for us,
okay.
And Common Ground, sung by Kosha, is one of her entertainments on that particular label.
I heard
now,
that. That's a nice tune.
That's a nice tune. I played that for you yesterday.
I like that.
And
she's
going to be with us this evening. But before we go there, I want to tell the audience, you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio with Mr. Boise Queen, writer, composer, performer, pianist, and CEO of Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. This is our Intergenerational Music for the World series. I'm Sonia Perdue. And we want to have people from the music industry, performers, and people involved in the back office from different generations to talk about the music industry, their work in it, their challenges, what they love about it, their entertainers, and everything. And Ms. Muhammad, if I messed that name up, please come in here and straighten us out. Please do. Accept my apology for that. Now, before we go to a break, this is what I want to do, Boise. Tell us first about some of the entertainers on your website that you handle.
Yeah, one of them is Loretta Lee. She's going to be calling in if she's not already on the line, but she's going to be calling in a little bit later. This is a fabulous vocalist and singer. One of her specialties is that she does a magnificent Billie Holiday impression. Okay, she has her own band. Okay, she has been in the music business for some time. I don't have her bio in front of me at the moment, but she's working with a band. She does all kinds of standards, R&B. She's just a great all-around entertainer, and what you're going to find when you pull her up on my website, in fact, she's with ChicagoJazz.com, okay? A lot of her music is on there, okay? And I'm inviting many, many people who would like to hear a fabulous vocalist to be able to contact, to pull Loretta Lee up on ChicagoJazz.com and listen to some of her tracks. Okay, she's a great vocalist. Okay, we also have Mr. Corky McClurkin. A lot of people know Corky McClurkin has been in the music scene even longer than I have. Okay, Corky is a pianist. He has also his own band. He has a full 18-piece band that is available for booking for private events, holiday events, all sorts of things, okay? We also have his tracks available on CB Baby, okay? He has some tracks that you can be able to listen to at no charge, just, you know, this is a digital streaming that you can listen to on CB Baby, okay, as well. We have another fabulous singer, Laura Walls, okay, who she has often performed with Corky in a trio-type setting. In fact, I was proud to have booked both Laura and Corky's trio for at least a couple of engagements about a couple of years ago, okay, they've gotten rave reviews. Rave reviews from, in fact, the same person who booked them for a party had wanted to have them back again. Okay, they
That's
are
wonderful.
On my website as well. Okay,
that's great.
Right. I also have Mr. Paul Salos. Paul Salos. Is based in Garland, Texas. He is the winner of America's Got Talent finals. He does about the most. I'm speechless when I think of this guy. He does about the most convincing Frank Sinatra impression I have ever heard in my life. If you were to shut your eyes and play a Frank Sinatra record and have him come in on any part of it, they'll still think it's the record playing. That's how good this guy is.
That's how good he is. And I love some Frank Sinatra, too. Don't get me wrong. I really do. Boise, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back. We're going to come back and hear some more from you. We want to hear some more about your performing background and some of your performances also.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break, and then Ms. Hakima Muhammad, CEO of Emblazon Entertainment, is going to be our first guest. You're listening to Mr. Boise Queen, a composer, performer, pianist, and CEO of Talent Aid Promotions. And this is Intergenerational Music for the World. I'm Sonia Perdue. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our chat room is open. Please leave your website link, your telephone number, any way that you can be contacted in the chat room. We'll be right back after this announcement. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. We're back, and you're listening to CVBN on Blog Talk Radio with Mr. Boise Queen, writer, composer, performer, pianist, and the CEO of Talent A Promotions Entertainment. This is our Intergenerational Music for the World series. I'm Sonia Perdue. That piece you just heard was written and composed by Boise Queen, a CBBN member and our host for this evening's show. It is called Gray Seals in the Rain. Be sure to contact Boise Queen on his website for all of your musical needs. Before we go to our first guest, just briefly, Boise, briefly, tell us about Gray Seals in the Rain. And as we were talking before, and I want our listening audience to know that I Googled the word gray seals because I thought it was a bird, and I could not find that word anywhere. Boise, just briefly, tell us about Gray Seals in the Rain. It is a magnificent piece.
Okay, you won't find that in the dictionary. At least I don't think so. Okay, Gray Seals in the Rain was born out a few years ago. I was on the north side. I should say the North Loop area. Okay, around about the Lincoln Park area, I should say. Okay, and I was attending a party there, all right, and it was late night. It was started to rain when I left, and I noticed as I was walking towards the bus stop, it was on this little side street, and it was raining cats and dogs and so forth. I noticed I peered through a window like a basement apartment. And I saw all these beautiful artworks. Apparently, that was an artist or somebody who lived down there in this basement apartment. They were involved in painting. And something captivated me to just stare at that in the on this darkened street in the rain, looking at this one particular portrait that was, I could see it, you know, through the window. And it seemed to take on some sort of, I don't know, if I'm trying to find the right word, surreal effect with the rain coming down across the window pane, and I'm looking at this portrait behind, I mean, you know, with this behind the rain and what have you. And at any case, for some reason, that scene, that I'd say 7 minutes that I stood there in the rain looking at this beautiful portrait, okay, stuck in my mind to the point where I went to the piano when I got home, and I kind of picked out some pieces. Many times I don't even know what I'm going to play before I start playing. But each successive chord and note builds on each other to the point where I was able to form a melody, and that was the start of Gray Seals in the Rain. And I didn't even know why I was going to name it until, hey, I named it to what I saw that inspired me to go to that piano a few days ago from what I saw on that darkened street in the rain, this beautiful portrait that this guy was painting in this basement apartment. And that's why it born out. And it was done in a shade of gray. He did it in charcoal. This was not a oil painting, and this was done in charcoal, and it took on a grayish kind of appearance, and it was raining. And I pieced it to, I didn't even know what to call it, but I called it what had inspired me to invent that piece, Gray Seals in the Rain.
Does that person know that you did that?
Probably.
I mean,
not.
Do you know where that street is, or do you know that house, or does that person know
you? I don't remember
like
the street, but I probably can. I can piece those together if I went up that way again. It was in the Lincoln Park area. That I know. Mm-hmm. You know.
I bet that would be something for them to know that on that rainy night that day, as they sit there,
right?
That became of that. That
exactly.
Would be something
this
for them
was,
to know.
This was around about 11:30, going on about 11:45 at night.
I got you.
And I was leaving, right. And, you know, inspiration can hit anybody, anywhere, anytime, under any condition.
Absolutely.
Okay. You never know what will hit you to do something that, because even after I did Gray Steals in the Rain, it sat on the shelf for a long time after I got the copyright on it, because I felt, hey, you know, I'm, you know, it was just something that inspired me to do it. But as far as me, you know, circulating it or what have you, I just kept it in the drawer until I decided to release it. I never knew, basically, in a sense, it was starting to get popular until it hit the website. And every time I look around, people are downloading that thing.
I know. I hit it the first time, and that was
right,
it for me.
Right. And
I
that was
done.
The least. That was the least piece that I thought people would probably want to have. You know, out of the originals that I really spent I didn't really spend all that much time at this piece in comparison to some of the other stuff.
Is that right?
Right. I didn't spend that much time at it. There's pieces that I put together that I spent an awful lot of time at, basically, in a sense, and very few people download that stuff. Here, they download a piece, basically, in a sense, that I put together almost as quick as I batted an eye.
Isn't that something? That's an interesting process.
You know.
That is a very interesting process right there.
Yeah.
You're listening to Boise Queen on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. Press the number 1 if you would like to speak to one of our guests or if you have a comment. We're going to the phone lines to welcome our first guest for the evening, Ms. Hakima Muhammad, CEO of Emblazor Entertainment. Welcome to the show, Ms. Muhammad. You're on the air with Boise Queen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here, and I really enjoyed that last piece. Very few songs relax me, and that one definitely relaxed me. I can almost picture that artist's work as I was listening to the song. So thanks for explaining that. That was so beautiful. So once again, I want to thank you all for inviting me on the show.
Great. I'm glad.
You're very welcome. Go ahead, Boise. I'm turning the show over to you now.
No problem. How are you? How are you, Hakima?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, am I pronouncing your first name correctly?
Yes, that is correct.
Great. Okay. I understand that Emblazon Entertainment is a record label.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Well, Emblazon Entertainment is a company that I started in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Actually started it as a production company and pretty much had to revamp it a year after I started it. And then in 2008, met two wonderful gentlemen, one by the name of Sam Gather and one by the name of Lewis Harwood Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and we revived Emblazon Entertainment as a record label.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2009, we signed our first artist, and that artist is the cornerstone of Emblazon, and her name is Kosha.
Great. I've heard of this one piece by Kosha, and I think it's a terrific piece myself, because I've heard it more than one time.
Okay.
You know, so I commend both you and her on that. At any case, what areas or genres, the other genres of music does Emblazon Entertainment cover roughly?
Well, I mean, when we resurrected the company, our goal was to make it a label where it represents all genres of music. So
mm-hmm.
it's not a rap label, it's not R&B label, it's not a neo soul label. It's a label that represents all genres. Now we have a hip hop artist, and we are at this point talking to different artists, just trying to decide whether the artists that we're going to add to our family, because we sign no one but the hottest artists. So
mm-hmm.
Basically, our goal with our company is to sign what people like, and how we decide that is we sign what we like. I mean, we are fans of music,
mm-hmm.
the
right.
biggest fans of music, but we like to look at ourselves, and that's pretty much when we look at artists, and when we decide to sign them, it's based on, you know, are they hot? Is it something that I want to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a fan of their music?
Right.
So we're a label that represent all genres of music. As long as it's hot, we want to represent it.
Great, great, great. Sonia, can you play a song from them?
We absolutely can. We're going to play Common Ground. As a matter of fact, Common Ground opens up our Thursday show, Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks, every week, Ms. Muhammad. We want to thank you so much for giving us that opportunity, too. We're going to be right back with you with Mr. Boise Queen and Ms. Muhammad. And this is Common Ground by Kosha.
Kosha, why we can't go outside and play today?
Baby, because there's too much happening out there. We got misguided people in this world who turn to violence and use guns, and sometimes innocent people like you and me get caught in the middle of it.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Baby, I don't know. They need change in their lives.
Back, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio with Mr. Boise Queen, writer, composer, performer, pianist, and the CEO of Talent A Promotions Entertainment. This is our Intergenerational Music for the World series, and I'm Sonia Perdue. You are listening to Common Ground, sung by Kosha. Kosha signed with and Blazon Entertainment in 2008. And their CEO, Ms. Akima Muhammad, is our guest this evening. Boise, we're going to go back to you and Ms. Muhammad now.
Okay. I must say, I really like that every time I hear that piece. I don't know what it you know, some pieces you can't just put a finger on its ability to captivate you, okay? But I know it's the beat, the type of beat that it has. But I think primarily it's the vocal harmony in the background too that has captivated me to liking that particular piece, okay? But I have to commend you on that. I really like that piece a lot. You know.
Thank you. That was a piece that Koshi was inspired to write that song after a young man by the name of Blair Holt was gunned down on a CTA bus on his way home from school a couple of years back.
Yeah, I remember that incident. That was in the newspaper. Yeah, I remember
right.
that.
And she's actually, Koshi is actually a friend of the family, and she wrote that song as a dedication to Blair.
Right.
And in the midst of all the violence that has gone on in the past, year, it's just this song is very timely, and she's very passionate about us pushing this song because of the message in it.
Right.
Actually, when I first sat down with myself and my partner Lou, first sat down to talk with Koshi, that was the biggest thing. You know, I asked her, "What do you, as an artist, what do you want people to get from you?" She says, "My passion about the youth, my passion about what goes on in society and how it affects people." So she has a genuine concern for people, and you can feel it in that song and in the rest of her songs, but you really can feel it in that song because it touches the heart of those who've been touched by the violence in Chicago or know someone who's been touched by it. So.
Right. You know, and the thing is that not leaving the subject matter, but as a musician, myself, we have the greatest opportunity. Black people have the greatest opportunity now than much ever before to think positive and to do positive things and to be, you know, because now this is real freedom. And what we're doing with all the violence and so forth, we're taking it and we're flushing it down the toilet. You know, and the thing is that out of this, at least hopefully, pieces like what Koshi has put together will inspire other young people to be able to sort of think out of the box. You know, and be able to do more positive things for themselves and other people, and in terms of creating something rather than destroying something.
Exactly.
You know, because we should be building, not tearing down. Okay, if there's ever a greater time that we as a people have an opportunity to build, now is the opportunity, okay? So what I'm saying is, you know, we should, you know, this is a great opportunity for creativity, a great opportunity. Now we're living in an age where basically, in a sense, there is no segregation laws, there's no restrictions, and so forth. The only restrictions we have is ourselves. That's the only restrictions we have. And we could lift it in a heartbeat. You know, all we have to do is use our common sense and put ourselves out there with positive people. Because there's beauty out there in the world. All we got to do is basically look for it. Okay, the ugliness is always going to be with you. You know, but. At any case, let me ask you this, Hakima, what inspired you to want us to start your own company? I mean, there have been, what was when you think back on it, you know, I say that from a standpoint is the fact is that I know what inspired me to want to start Talent 8 Promotions, but I'm just interested. I wanted to find out what started you to want to start a record label, start your own company.
Oh, okay. Well, the inspiration, I think it goes back to the early 70s.
Okay.
I see I'm dating myself here. My uncle was in a group called Lake, way back in the 70s, and he's a guitarist, and he was an avid music lover. I mean, when, you know, I don't know if you remember the albums back in the day, you know, now everybody has the CDs and the iPods, you know, the MP3s, but he had the albums, and this man had over 1,000 albums. He just had music, and he would let me, he would expose me to that music and from different genres, but one thing he would teach me about, he says, don't just listen to the music. Understand what went into the creation of the music, who played what role in putting that song together. So he taught me to flip over the album cover and go back and see who wrote the song. You know, that riff, that guitar riff in the song that you like, who was the person that, who was the guitarist behind that, or who was the bassist behind that? So he taught me to look behind just what the music was. Oh, I like this song. Who put it together? Who was the producer? So at that point, I learned at a young age, I learned who Narada Michael Walden was. I mean, a lot of people don't know who he was, but he was a great producer of soul music back in the day. I got a chance to learn a lot about different songwriters. Larry Graham, a lot of people don't know he was. He did a lot of production for different artists. I mean, Prince is one person who, you know, you listen to a lot of different songs, and you're like, that's Prince in the background. So he exposed me to music. I wasn't forced to play an instrument, although I took a lot of lessons, but I come from a family of music lovers, and my uncle pretty much exposed me to the business side of it, explaining to me how it works, and you have a band, you got to practice, and once you practice these songs, you got to market it. So my uncle was actually the inspiration behind me getting into music. In my early 20s, I was actually a rapper when I was at Columbia College. I was actually going to Columbia College to learn how to be a manager in the music business. And I had a young man walk up to me and say, hey, he says, I have a songwriting class, and I need a female rapper to write this, to rap this song for me, and I only got 2 days to do it, and I was the last female that he saw of the day, so he asked me to learn the lyrics and come back the next day and rap it for him. And what I did was I rewrote the lyrics, and I came back and rapped it, and he's like, you got a natural talent for writing. He says, you should get into it. So I started rapping for a while, and once I started to market myself, and I actually talked to a producer in the industry, and he asked me what I was willing to do, and I said, you know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to really be that artist that's committed to making good music, but that's not what he was asking me. I mean, in this business, women have it so hard because it's things that people want you to do to get into the business. That was a turning point for me when I said I'm not willing to do something unethical to get into the business. I said, you know what? I'm going to stick with what I know, and that's business. And I know you don't conduct business like that. I stepped away as an artist and decided to step out and say, I'm going to go back to school, learn business, and I'm going to come back with the knowledge, and I'm going to start my own business within the music industry.
Right, exactly, exactly. Because I know, at least from a male standpoint, is that business and pleasure do not mix. Okay.
Absolutely. I have a question for Ms. Muhammad Boise. You know, you brought up something that probably needs to be repeated, and because of your experience in the industry, needs to be repeated more and more and more about where do you draw the line as to what you are willing to do and what you are not willing to do for money.
Right.
I was in, and the reason I'm bringing this up, Boise, because it is music related. I was, it's a lot of things I don't know about young music, and I was out there in the 70s, but what you talk about is some of the things I don't know. Because, you know, we get stuck in one little music, and we don't branch out enough, you know.
Exactly.
And you listen to this one radio station, and all year you might not listen to another one, and that's closed-mindedness, and that's kind of sad, but that's how I am, and probably a lot of people are. So I'm grateful for the exposure and this intergenerational music series that we're doing. It's about exposure. It's about exactly what we're doing this evening. And I was in Walgreens which really only sells junk magazines as far as I'm concerned. But because I wanted to get caught up with the culture thing and the young people, I was going to buy maybe a Rolling Stones and a couple of things. So I looked at the magazines on the front of the GQ this month. Did you see that this month? It's a young lady, and tell me if I'm saying her name, the one that Chris got in the fight with, Rihanna, I don't know what her name
Rihanna.
Is.
Rihanna.
Rihanna,
yeah.
Rihanna. She half necking on the front of GQ. You know, they did that to Toni Braxton way back in the day. Toni Braxton was at the top of her game. She was singing. She had hair. She had everything. Vibe put her on there half naked. And I looked at that way back then. I couldn't understand. She could sing. She got hit records. Why she need to be half naked on the front of Vibe? So this young lady has records. She's out there on the front of every magazine, and she wasn't naked. So I'm wondering to myself today, that's why I didn't even buy a magazine. I was going to go get caught up, you know, so I could have something to talk about, but I can talk anyway. But anyway, and I wouldn't even buy one because I'm like, why is she half naked on this magazine? Is that necessary? And it's because what you just came back to. They're not drawing lines, are they?
Right.
Can you speak to that a little bit more? You've been out there in the industry. You've been around out there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you like that. Mm-hmm. But can you speak to the young people who may be listening to us or who may go back and listen to this tape as to what they should be thinking about as far as drawing the line and the difference between talent and nakedness? Or can you just say something? You
is
know
that,
where I'm going?
That's for me, right? That question is for me?
That is for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I just don't want to cut boys of y'all. Well, I think at some point you have to decide, you know, as an artist, what do I want to be? I mean, it's two ways you can go. I mean, you can be true to who you are, or you can let someone else define what your image is. And when you start to let music executives define who you are, they're looking at record sales. They're looking at dollar signs. You're just a product. They don't really care about your emotions, your feelings, or your ethics. They're saying, this is a very competitive business. If you won't do it, I'll get a million other who will do it, who will sit down at their values, their morals, just so they can be seen on television or to be heard on a record. It's just up to the individual to say, what am I going to do? If I have talent, I need to lead with that. If I don't have talent, then I got to make a decision. Do I need to get out this business or do I need to go along with what the record company executives want? They're looking at how they're going to meet their profitable goals for that year. They're not thinking about you as a person. So at some point, artist has to step out and say, I have to redefine who I am. I'm going to draw the line. And oftentimes that could mean the end of a contract, but at the same time, you'll be building respect for yourself in the industry. I mean, if you look at people like Jill Scott, she has talent. You're not going to see her on the front of a cover just half naked, you know. And if she's a beautiful woman, she could do that. But that's an example of someone who has talent, and I'm going to follow my talent. That means I have to delay my goal of being this big star. I'm going to wait till I meet the right company that believes in me as an artist and not looking at me as a dollar sign, and that's the difference. I mean, you got a lot of labels who are out there just for the money, and you have labels that are out there because they're music lovers, and they love music, and they love the business.
You know, I would just want to make a comment. I had a person send me an email feedback. I have a feedback page on my website.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm encouraging everybody to use that, okay, because it relates to issues on my website that you can comment on. But this person sent me an email to post, and this was by her music teacher. That died the year before she sent this. And there was a quote, and it's so true. And there was the quote is sometimes they say sometimes in this business, support at being the best and doing what you love can fashion a sword that can cut both ways.
Mm.
There'll be plenty of those who will love what you do but will never consider you being their best to gain their support simply because you're not the one who they want doing it, and those who consider you the best but will never love what you do until you decide to accept 30 pieces of silver to do anything and everything else they want you to do in its place. Okay?
That's a very powerful statement, and it's true.
Okay. And that touches on exactly what we're talking about right now. And the thing is that this person I met in one of my, her name is Stephanie, and she lives up there in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. She sent me that email, okay, and I'm not going to elaborate on it, but this was in response. She sent that email as a morale booster for a business deal that I was involved with up in the Milwaukee area that didn't some months ago that didn't pan out, okay, like it was supposed to, and she was in on it, and she sent that email to me as a morale booster that she knew that, you know, but there's a lot of truth in that. And the thing is I understand what you're saying from a man's standpoint, basically, is that you have to define where what priority you have in terms of what you are selling out here. I had the music business is rampant in terms of getting dollars in just to be able to try to sell sex, okay, behind the music. It's rampant with that, okay? And this is the reason why sometimes, basically, in a sense, is that people are not going to be on the up and up when they deal with you, especially on a contract basis and so forth, because they're mixing business with pleasure, okay? Or they want to be able to sell more sex than music, okay? And businesses do it all the time. Businesses do it in advertisements. Businesses do it basically in every kind of business venture that there is that basically, in a sense, they want to sell sex in order to get people to buy a product or service. They do it on the television. They do it on the movie screen. They do it on billboards. You find them in store everywhere. Okay? But you have to set your goals, your limits to say, well, hey, I'm strictly selling music. If you want to buy music, then we'll talk music. Okay? And nothing else. Okay, and that's the way it should be.
But you know, unfortunately, as you know, being in the music business, it's very different in comparison to other industries. Like I have a background in financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
Financial industry is highly regulated. So some of the things that you would see in the music industry, you won't see in other industries because of the high regulation.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in the music business is, as an artist, you pretty much have to regulate yourself, or you have to go back. It goes back to what you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As in Blazing Entertainment, our biggest objective as far as conducting business in the entertainment industry is to change the way it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music it should be a win-win situation, not just for the label, but for the artist as well. Yeah, that's a lot of money to be made. But it's unfair for the record label to make all the money and then the artist who's out there working hard on tour for 8 to 12 months out of the year to promote these songs are not well taken care of. It's not a win-win situation for both.
Right.
I mean, one thing, I coach your artist, one thing she won't do is, and when we first met her, she's like, I'm not willing to come out and sell sex. That's not what I'm doing. My thing is to get them to deliver a message in the music. I want people to love the music like I love it.
Right.
And that's something that in sitting down with us, we wasn't looking for the sexy artist anyway. We wanted someone
right.
with talent.
Mm-hmm.
However, even before she knew we were looking for pure talent, this is what she puts on the table. She says, that's not what I'm willing to do. And in promoting her, people who don't even listen to hip-hop or they're like, wow, you know, I'm so into her as a person. Her music becomes what comes across in the music. it's not about, well, why she's not, you know, why she's not dressing sexy. She's going to dress like a woman. She's going to present herself ethical. But if you see pictures of her, you go to the site and see pictures of her, you don't see that. You're not going to get that. I don't have talent, so I need to show a little cleavage, or I need to say this in my song because this is all I have to offer. I mean, an artist, you're no different than a person that's walking down the street. I mean, are you going to present yourself in a dignified manner, or are you going to present yourself as I have no brains and all I have to offer is physical?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, I you know, with me being in the field, I've seen so much of that as far as people. I've talked with a lot of people who says, well, hey, you know, I went in and it's mostly women, you know, that went in and they want to sign me to a contract. And I met this one person basically in the sense, and they coming on as if basically in the sense that I'm up here and, you know, as a sex model instead of looking at my music, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, you know, you just have to just be on guard against that, you know, and you just lay down the ground rules right straight from Jump Street, okay? I'm coming off. This is my music. You know, you want to sign me, sign the music, that's fine. Everything else is off limits.
Exactly. You pretty much have to come. People don't understand when you're really trying to get that contract in the music business that it's negotiation. You got to understand that I come to the table with power.
Mm-hmm.
So many artists, when they approach the record labels, they're already coming from a standpoint that I have no power. So whatever they present to me, whatever they say I should do, I should do. And that's not necessarily true. If you're an artist, I'll say to anyone who's an aspiring artist, you have to know that you have power. You have talent that record companies have already uncovered. If they're sitting down talking with you, they know that you're a potential star. But what you have to do is you have to come with leverage. You have to come to the table and say, about myself, this is what I sold. Without you, without big money, without big investors, this is what I was able to do without your help.
Right.
So you have to come with some negotiating power. And that's what hurt a lot of artists is they don't. They come with this situation, oh, I'm meek. I need you to help me. And then they push all the power back to the record labels. And if some of these people in these positions can't handle that power, then they start to misuse it. It's like, oh, not only can I give you a horrible contract, I can also take advantage of you because you want this more than anything in the world. So I when you said that, it just made me think about the ethics of the person who's actually offering these contracts and how they abuse their power.
Right.
But as an artist, you have to, like you said, I don't need this. I can walk away and go somewhere else because,
right,
you know, I have power. I have talent. And if you don't take it, I'll go down the street to the other label. And when it gets around the industry there, you had the opportunity to sign me and you didn't, and you'll lose your job and I'll continue on to be a star.
Oh.
And that's what artists have to do.
Okay. I just want to ask you right about now, Hakima.
Mm-hmm.
How can an interested musician can contact you if they have anything and they that they feel it might be promising? How can they contact you?
Would
you care to share that with the audience out here?
Sure, I would definitely give you my website address. It's http://.
Mm-hmm.
www. Emblazon, and I have to spell that because people have problems with it. It's EMBLAZON music.biz, and that is that's my website. It's emblazonmusic.biz.
Emblazonmusic.biz.
Right. Oh. On that particular site is, of course, information about the label, but also our artist Kosha has her page where you can not only hear Common Ground, but you can hear, I believe, four other songs of hers that you hear that really exemplifies the different styles and her flexibility as an artist.
Okay.
But also it has all our contact information. If you go to the Contact Us page on that website, it has our mailing address where you can mail demo tapes, but also has our phone numbers, our email addresses where you can reach us directly.
Great. Okay. Did you want to add anything before we close?
Sure. February 20th, Kosha is actually performing. For anyone who loved that song and would love to see Kosha perform that song, when she performs that song, it just, I mean, people are just blown away because of the passion of her, but not just the passion of her, but the artists who perform with her. When they perform that song, it's like people want her to perform it again. She will be performing that song at the Gator Comedy Club, which the Gator Comedy Club has a comedy show every month at the Dorchester, and it will be February 20th, and Kosha will be performing Common Ground at that show.
Great.
So if anyone could come out to that show, it's actually $20 tickets, but you can get VIP tickets for $30.
Okay.
So you can also contact, I have a contact number for the tickets for that show.
Great. Okay. So they can go on your website and contact you, or either by email or however, basically, and get the number to be able to get a ticket for that show.
Well, I can actually say the number as well, too.
Oh, okay. Good.
Can I say that right
now?
Yeah,
right now. Yeah.
Okay. You can contact one of the promoters, which is Pete Lee. His area code is 219.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is
616-8886.
And last month, Tony Schofield, Leon Rogers, Howie Bell, Torrance Brown, Ill Will, they were all comedians on the show, and he had a packed house. We actually had to turn away 300 people.
Wow.
But so, I mean, this is growing. It's a nice facility. I mean, the comedy is off the chain, but we also have comedy and entertainment, so you'll be able to hear Kosha and actually see her and be able to buy her music.
Right.
At the show, so.
Great. Okay. Hakima,
that's great.
Thank you for,
thank you.
I enjoyed our talk, okay. Keep up the good work.
Thank
you. And I'm going to turn it over to Sonya right about now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hakima, thank you so much. It's a treasure you being here. I'm going to get my tickets.
Okay.
Early.
Right.
Tell us where that's located
at.
Those
VIP tickets will sell out. Actually, the Dorchester is located in Dalton. I believe it's 154th. I think that's the location. The Dorchester is actually a senior citizen home, but they are on the lower level. They have banquet facilities where you can rent it out and have shows. So the Gator Comedy
they
Club.
They jumping down there at the senior citizen place, huh?
Oh, they jumping. I mean, it's this place. I mean, any event you want to go to is there. I mean, but it's going to be February 20th, and like I said, it's going to be great comedians there. I know B. Cole is going to be there. It's a couple other ones. I can only mention him because he's secured right now. Once the other ones are on contract, we'll be able to say who they are. But it's big. We're talking big-name comedians. But then just to
give
be
me that
in place,
give me that number again.
Oh, okay. The contact person is Pete Lee. He's a promoter. He's one of the promoters, actually. And the number is 219-616-8886. And the show is going to be off the chain. Like I said, Kosha will be performing at that show. So,
well, you know I got to come here, Kosha. I listen to her every week. And then when I'm not listening to her on the show on Black Wall Street, Chicago Speaks, I'm over at your page listening to her. I like that. I just like that, you know. And I didn't know the story to it, and that's what it was connected to. I met his mother a couple of months ago, and I didn't know. You know, it's a small world, but it's all connected. That's really phenomenal. You know how it all connects together there.
Exactly.
But Ms. Muhammad, this is what we're doing. This is our first show for Intergenerational Music for the World. Mm-hmm. If at some time we get Kosha on or anybody that you would like to promote, we'll be happy to do it as we grow, as we all grow. You know,
definitely.
And I want to thank. Let
me say real quick, we're going to drop her CD in February, so I would love to have her come back maybe March or April, and just you can play a couple of songs, and then you guys can really get a chance to talk with her. I mean, when you get a chance to talk with her, it helps you understand who she is as an artist. And so thank you so much for having me on.
That's a beautiful thing. I thank you for taking the time, and we'll have you back soon. Boise, I'm going to go to a couple announcements here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Boise Queen, composer, pianist, and the CEO of Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. This is our Intergenerational Music for the World series. I'm Sonya Perdue. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. If you'd like to speak to our guest, you have a question, please press 1. We're going to go to Ms. Loretta Lee right after this announcement. But first, I want to let you know that Black Wall Street Chicago invites you to a reception for their Economic Summit on January 15th, 2010. Special guests for this reception will be Illinois State Senator Donnie Trotter, Black and Green founder Naomi Davis, Congressman Danny K. Davis, and candidate for U.S. Senator Shirley Jackson. Once again, this reception is January 15th. That's this Friday. It will be held at the Quarry, which is located at 2310 East 75th Street in Chicago. That's 2310 East 75th Street in Chicago. That's Black Wall Street. This event sets the stage for Black Wall Street Chicago Summit number 11 to be held on February 27th. The last summit was October 31st. There were over 200 people there and from all different organizations all over the city of Chicago. We're expecting a much greater turnout for this event. For ticket information to the reception on Friday and to become a part of increasing and sustaining Black businesses, call 312-624-8351. 312-624-8351. If you come over to our website, and we want all of you to come over and join us, you will see the announcement right there on our front page. We're at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, and we're also on the CBBN, so come right over and see us. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to our second guest. Our second guest is Miss Loretta Lee, and she's part of Boise Queens family. Is on the line with us right now. We want to thank her so much for joining her and for her patience. Loretta Lee is best known as Lady Lee for her impressionable, breathtaking performance and striking imitation of the legendary singer Billie Holiday. Lady Lee has performed at numerous jazz clubs and other establishments throughout the Chicagoland area. You can also view a video of her performance right here on our blog talk page. Boise, would you welcome your guest, Miss Loretta Lee? Welcome to the show.
Loretta?
Hello?
Hello, Loretta speaking.
Yeah, hi, Loretta. Yeah, this is
Bill. Hi, how are you?
Okay, great. Glad you could make it.
Oh, yes, your show is wonderful.
Okay, great. Okay. Loretta, just for the sake of the listening audience out here, let me start with how long have you been a singer-vocalist?
Well, excuse me 1 minute. Ms. Lee, let me ask you a question. We got some background noise coming in. Are you listening to the internet at the same time?
No, I'm not.
There's a background noise coming through. It's either you or Boyd. Check your background.
Wait a minute. It might be. Okay, how about now? I was on speaker.
Perfect. Boyd, go ahead. Ask your question again. Go ahead.
Okay. I was asking Loretta. Loretta, how long have you been a singer vocalist? When did you get your
voice? Actually, Boyd, I am a newer vocalist. I had stage fright so bad that I couldn't sing in front of people for years.
Okay.
And, but I always knew all the jazz. I love jazz because of my father. That's all I heard, you know, at home. And, so I met this guy and he said that he puts on a show every week. And I said, well, I've always wanted to sing, but I can't get in front of people. So he said, well, let me hear you. So he came over to my office, and I sang a few songs for him. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll work with you. So he took me different places and had me singing out, and he worked with me. And I knew a lot of songs because that's all I did, was sing around the house. And,
mm-hmm.
and I love singing.
Okay.
And so that's how it started.
Great.
And so it hasn't been that long.
Okay. Maybe. All right. And
from that, I've got lots of gigs, and I'm really a jazz vocalist. That's
mm-hmm.
what I do. I love jazz, and I really believe that the new generation coming up, we have to keep the jazz
mm-hmm.
among the Blacks, because we're the ones who actually initiated the jazz, and And it's kind of fading because all the youth are kind of going with the rap and all that. And jazz is very classy and very creative.
Okay. And what type of venues do the majority of venues that you do?
I do a lot of private parties. And then I also, you know, will perform. I was at Room 43 December the 6th. And I was at the Higher Regency because I also sing with an orchestra. I sing with the Generations Big Band.
Okay. All right.
And with the private parties, I also start the show off with maybe, you know, just singing my jazz. And then I'll tell everyone, you know, don't leave because Billie Holiday will be here in a minute.
Okay.
And so on the second set, a lot of times I'll come out as Billie Holiday. And I do an impersonation of her.
Great.
And they love it.
Great, great. And do you have any upcoming events that you're going to be involved in, or productions or events that's coming up?
Well, the only thing that I have that I've really booked for this year is because I'm going to be working on a new CD. That's what I'm working on now for the new year. And but I'm doing a fun. I'm going to be performing, but it's only I'm going to do God Bless the Child. It's Billie Holiday for Diane Martin. Now she's an author and a producer.
Okay.
And so what she does, she's having is it's going to be she's hosting a free event.
Okay.
And it's going to be February the 20th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 at the Woodson Library.
Okay.
And it's called You Are Not Alone.
Okay.
And the purpose of this is to put on a free event to help encourage and uplift individuals who have been affected by unemployment, poverty, or recent loss of a loved one, you know, and et cetera. And everyone is going through something at this time, and people are feeling lost and homeless. So she's naming it, You Are Not Alone.
Right.
And she has a lot of speakers that are coming out for this. And the event is like a workshop. And like I said, it was free. And everyone can just bring some supplies for some of the schools, you know, for some of the students and school books and spiritual or motivational books or but it doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
And it's going to be very, very inspiring, and I would suggest that, and it's during the day, and I know the guest that you had prior to me, she's having something on February the 20th, but this is from 9 a.m. to 4:30, and it would be really a good thing if people would come out, and if you know anyone who's going through something at this time, to come out, see the event, and listen to the motivational speakers.
Great.
We have a doctor. There's a Dr. William Martin, who's also an author and a speaker. And then we have, she has Johnny Kulak Sparks. He's an actor and a radio personality from WVON. And there's going to be a lot of speakers there, and it'll be really nice. And I'll kind of close it or somewhere during the program, I will sing God Bless the Child with
Great.
A song.
Great.
That's Billy.
Loretta, could you tell the listening audience how people are able to hear you online? Do you have, let's say, a website or somewhere that they can be able to contact you or a CD that they can acquire? Do you have any of those things available?
Well, they can go to my website.
Okay. And would you let them know what that might be?
Okay, the website is chicagojazz.com.
Okay.
And then / Loretta Lee, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Lee.
Okay, great.
And they can see my bio, they can hear me say, and they can see some of the, and they can also see the Billie Holiday, see me perform as Billie Holiday.
Okay, all right.
So I do, you know, weddings and private parties, and I it can, you know, we have a choice. It can be a trio or orchestra. you know, because I have big band. I have the generation, the big band that I sing with. Mm-hmm. So they can see all of that on my website.
Okay, great.
And if anyone is interested in being on my mailing list, because a lot of times there will be a lot of affairs that we'll have that they can come to, like I was at the Alhambra Club a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
and at Room 43. So I do, you know, have gigs that they can actually come out and see me perform.
Mm-hmm.
And my email address is Loretta Lee Jazz at yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay. Loretta Lee Jazz at yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay, great.
And if anyone would just email me and get on my mailing list, and I'll always email out flyers and let them know where I'm performing.
Great. Okay. All right.
And boys, I just want to compliment you because I think that you're just a very wonderful pianist. And you have your own inimitable style, and I love to hear you.
Well, thank you.
Love to hear you play.
Thank you, Loretta. I appreciate that. Okay.
And at this point, I am working on putting a musical together for Billie Holiday. I want to do a complete show
mm-hmm.
of Billie. And we're working on putting that together. So I have a lot going on for 2010.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. It sounds like 2010 is going to be a real good year for music in general.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the listening audience out there as far as what you do, your vocals and anything that you feel that that they should know is special?
Well, I really like for the public to know that I am versatile. You know, that I don't just impersonate Billie Holiday. That just happens to be an added feature. So whenever someone hires me, they have Loretta Lee and Billie Holiday.
Right.
So that's a good thing, you know, because I have two personalities.
Okay.
And another thing is that I just would like for the public to concentrate on learning. If they don't know that much about jazz, to listen to some of the jazz artists, because there has been some of the best vocalists, you know, in history who were jazz vocalists. You have Ella Fitzgerald and Dinah Washington and Millie, of course.
Right.
And Cheryl Vine. And we don't want a generation to come through that eliminates them because it's very important. And the music is just excellent. And the writers at that time were so good.
Exactly.
I mean, you listen to the words in some of these songs, it's so phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, all songs tell a story. So.
Right.
You're almost like a poet.
Great. Okay.
So I think that's just about it.
Okay. All right. Loretta, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm pretty sure that you probably will get a lot of responses, especially with the contact information that you've laid out and so forth.
I'm Boise. I'm on Facebook, and I'm always looking for new friends.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to go to Loretta Lee on Facebook, just click on and ask to be my friend.
Okay. All
you
right.
You know, Ms. Lee, I'll come over there, and I'll be sure I'll be your friend over there. This is Sonya Perdue. I want to thank you for coming on, Ms. Lee. Mr. Queen's doing a great job for his first show, isn't it? I just want to give him a hand. I'm just going to give him a show. He can just do it every week. But he's doing a fantastic job. Fantastic job. I'm so proud of him. I know he's a great musician, but he got other talents too, Ms. Lee. You know, I want you to come join us at Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Come over there and talk to the people. See if you can go to some of their events that they have. We got event planners over there. We have a lot going on. stop by ChicagoBlackBusinessNetwork.com, and we look forward to having you back again. And check out our page on Blog Talk Radio. Your video's up there.
Okay.
I posted it today for you, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. And I will be there.
Thank
you
so much,
ma'am. I will definitely be there.
We look forward to talking to you again. Have a great evening.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I will want everyone to have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
And the show is fantastic. And the voice, it's been a pleasure.
Okay. Likewise. Likewise, Greta. Okay.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a great evening.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sonya Perdue. Our host for this evening is Mr. Boise Queen. We're going to go to the telephone line very briefly here. We have another caller, and then we're going to come back and ask you another couple of questions, have you give out your information again. So we're going to go to this call just for a few minutes. Caller number 7422, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Sonya. And Boise, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Hussein, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Great.
As you said, you did a great job for your first time.
Thank you very much.
It's not easy. People don't know. And I've been blessed to have been able, well, if I wake up on the 15th of January, I will be blessed to have done my show for 4 years. So, yeah, it's not easy at all.
No, I was thinking about this show for the past 2 weeks.
Did it make you nervous, Boise?
Yeah, you know, sort of like waking up at nights in cold sweats.
And it wasn't that bad, was
it?
Isn't that something? He's got something else. This 40-year resume, and so now tonight he's added something else. He is a talk show host. just go forth with it. Just take it and run. That's it. That's wonderful. Hussein, we sure glad that you called in these last few minutes. Why don't you stay on the line with us, okay?
Sure.
I'm just taking over your few minutes out there. I really have a couple of more questions. This show is all about Boise Queen. I'm an admirer. I think Mr. Queen knows that. I think that he just knows that I am just an admirer. He just moves my heartstrings, and it's just I just sit here and look out the window and play Grace Seals in the rain, and I don't know what's going on. That's my cooling down. It's my cooling down section. You just don't know, Boise. I am a fan. I am definitely a fan, but I think you know that. I think you do.
Right.
But, you know, I want to ask you, each of us have a journey for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that you would be a pianist? How did you know that this was a fit for you? How did that come about?
It's a whole series of events that taken place, too numerous for me to elaborate in here. But I can say this: I had a piano teacher mentor. Her name was Jane Dix. Okay, back in the early 60s, okay. This was I don't know if I mentioned her name to you before on a previous show or not. This is the lady that came to our house one day selling homemade cleaners back in the 60s that she made in the bathroom.
You did mention her before. Yeah, I remember.
Remember that?
Yeah.
She earned her living doing that as well as a piano teacher, and that she was retired from the she was a retired stand-in pianist from the 50s days from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under Fritz Reiner. And her husband was killed in the Korean War. She never remarried, and she came to our house and she heard me play, and she wanted to become my teacher, and I stayed with this woman for almost 3 years. She was a tremendous influence on me. This was a little feisty white lady, okay, that took. She was just as philosophical as she was insightful about things, okay. And she told me, and I remember once she told me, to sum up the question, okay, she said, when you learn how to play the piano, there will be no stopping you. You will be in a place where you'll see no piano, but if one is there, you know it's there, because there's going to be an electrifying communication between you and that instrument that will give you a sixth sense that one is there. That's when you'll know that this is your life's calling, amongst other things. Okay? And that has panned out to be true, because she also said that when you know that this is for you, you will put your all into it and then some. And if you can't do it, you'd much rather they close the lid on your casket if you can't do it, if you can't play the piano. That's how strong of a love you have for that instrument. That instrument will be as part of you. Now, this is what she told me. That instrument will be as part of you as your own DNA. You will not be able to separate the two. It'll be as part of you as your own DNA down to the molecular level. That's how she put it. And
those are some powerful words.
Yes, right. That's
wow.
How she put it, because I found myself going to the piano, and I would practice. I would play from on a weekend that I didn't have to work. On a Saturday morning, go to the piano and play from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And the only time that I stopped was either to go and get a drink of water or go to the bathroom. I would leave from that piano with nothing. I would be in a T-shirt and a pair of pants and everything in the summertime, because we didn't have air conditioning. My whole body would be drenched like I fell in the lake, be soaked in sweat. I would just play and play and play and have. This is how I would create and practice. Use each tune to build on something else, until I formed an entire composition. Best times I will sit down at a piano, I won't even know what I'm going to play until I hit the first note. I don't know how it's going to come out until I strike the first chord or the first note. I'll sit down at a piano and compose right there at the piano. In fact, I've done some original composing. Somebody would hire me to play, okay, at a party or wedding or what have you, for a reception. And then all of a sudden, let's say, you know, after I played all the cover materials, I'll sit down and I'll start out playing a chord to a cover material and then gravitate off into something else. And before you know it, I'm playing something that I've never played before. I'll do composing right there on the gig and won't even know
on the gig.
Huh? I've done that. I have composed a brand new tune to nobody's knowledge on the job, on the gig.
They don't even know what
they don't even
to
know it. They don't even know it. They think it's right. They think it's right. And then I'll go home and if I like it, I'll work out the fine details and then put a copyright in on it, submit a tape. Of course, now it's different now. You have to go online to submit a copyright now. But before, you had to submit a tape and make out your paperwork, your copyright paperwork, and send it off to the copyright office in Washington, D.C. Now I got a brand new tune.
Now you got a brand new tune. Boise, this is what I want to do. We've got 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play one more song by you.
Okay.
Because this show is really all about you.
Okay.
And I believe what I want to play is Our Day Will Come. I see we have another call on the line, and I'm sorry we can't take any more calls at this time, because I want to close out the show with this song. This song is all about you, and I want you to be able to go home and listen to this entire show and just be proud of yourself, and I want you to enjoy this. Our Day Will Come is probably almost 10 minutes long. Our Love Is Here to Stay. That's what I want.
Oh, Our Love Is Here to – oh, yeah, okay.
That's probably about 10 minutes long itself, isn't it, boys?
Almost. Our Love Is Here to Stay. Now, that's a cover tune. That's not an original.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, all right.
But I still like it. I still
okay.
like it. It's
all right.
In the 1 minute that you have, 30 seconds, tell us your website.
Okay.
And a number. It is the call for you.
It's
30 seconds.
www.boisequeen. Boise spelled B-O-I-S-E, last name Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, dot Unim, U-N-I-M. That's the letter U, the letter N as in now, I as in Ida, M as in more, webcenter.com. That's www.boisequeen.unimwebcenter.com. The number that you call is an 800 number, 1-800-613-3820. That's 1-800-613-3820, extension 1.
Thank you so much, Boise.
Okay.
You were listening to Boise Queen, composer, pianist, performer, everything, and now radio talk show host. This is Sonia Perdue, who has been his co-host for this evening. Come over and join us at Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Hussein, as always, thank you for being a guest. We're going to close out with another song from Boise. Boise, we're going to do this again. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Everyone, have a great evening.
We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.